This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go, hey, I want to see Ty Bollinger and hang out with him. All the things out there. It's right now because we go outside the box and I get to hang out with TMB once a week at least. And it's so, so good. So, how are you, my friend?
Good, RSB. What's up, buddy? It's good to talk to you again, man. I always look forward to this hour of the week.
It's a real respite from the, or respite, depending on what part of the English-speaking world you're from. To get together and do this, because I know what you're doing behind the scenes. I always try to get you to reveal some of it, whether it's the Truth About Cancer or now the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. There's nothing, I don't know how you get time to sleep, I'll just say that, but I do have to ask you a question. Put your thinking cap on. This is a travel thinking cap question for TMB. Because Super Don and I have been pondering this ever since we learned about it. There are signs at the Rio Olympics in the bathrooms that say no toilet fishing. No toilet fishing. And we can't figure out, no one can explain to us where in the world anybody had an idea to toilet fish in the first place, much less to put a sign up that says you can't fish here in the toilet. And I'm like, you've been around, you've traveled the world. Did you ever see a place where it was normal to go, hey, I'm going to bring my rod and reel while I, whatever. I'm just like, I've never heard of that.
But the thing is, Robert, it's odd that they have that going on in Rio, because toilet fishing actually began in the Arctic, because they would fish at the same place that they had dug their hole for their teepees, and so it was fish in the same place because they only had one hole. But you know, it's not necessary in Rio.
No, I didn't think so. They don't have much ice fishing going on.
Did you just make that up?
Let's just say my name is Clifford Clavin.
Oh, Cliff knows everything. You know, I had a feeling that he would put on his thinking cap because I told him to do it, and he done did it. So, yes, the ice fishing. So it was from Sochi. That explains it. We thought it was from Sochi Olympics in Russia.
Now it all makes sense.
It all comes together. Was that in Siberia or something? So
sometimes you just need a good postal worker to come to your rescue.
To come to your rescue and figure things out. All right, folks, we got the Constitution class this weekend with Michael Badnarik at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora. That's going to be awesome. Sign up now. Also, Ty Bollinger will be at the Cancer Prevention Convention with me, and Charlene will be there. Are you guys riding up or flying in? Do you know yet?
You know what? We're probably just going to fly. We're going to drive in because I checked the flights. There's no direct flights from here to Ann Arbor.
Okay.
So when you total up the amount of time that we would have to get drive the other direction to the airport, wait in line, and then the flight up, and then rent the car and drive out, it's going to be about the same amount of time. So we're just going to take our car.
All right. So that's happening September 11th, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
I think it's like only 45 minutes from Detroit, unless there's traffic, of course. But that's
it. I think it's about 45 minutes to an hour from Detroit, yes.
Okay. And then you and the film crew are going to be down at the Homeo Prophylaxis Conference, and that's October 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Pete. You're going to be there not the whole time, but gathering some more interviews for The Truth About Vaccines, which is going to be stunning. And I plan to be there with you for that time, and we're going to make it work. And then the big event, is The Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, October 14th, 15th, and 16th at the in Dallas at the Gaylord Texan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the big. That's the one that we're just really starting the last few days, I think we've sent emails to our list, which is really the first time that we've been promoting to our entire list. And so, yeah, the tickets are selling quickly. We're anticipating now we kind of have a gauge that we've started to sell tickets of how long it'll take to sell out. And we're anticipating that by next Friday, which is 10 days, that we will, there will be no tickets left. So, you know, if you want to come to Dallas to the Ultimate Life Symposium, we have just about every rock star of the health world there gathered for the first time. You might want to get your tickets as soon as possible because I think it will sell out within the next week and a half.
Right. And we had some listeners that were very excited and they wanted to make sure that they could kind of hang out and actually meet us as opposed to just see us from a distance. And is that going to be possible there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the reason that we're keeping the crowd relatively small. And there's a lot of extracurricular events that you can attend, like a mix and mingle. There's a dinner and so forth. It's for the select tickets. There's not everybody's not going to be able to go to the dinner and all that. But there is a lot of opportunity to really get close to the stars, not just you and I. I don't think of us as being stars at all. But people like Mike Adams and Sayer G and Dr. Jonathan Wright will be there, and Ocean Robbins, Dr. Axe. I mean, all these people that are very, very well known. This literally will be, I'm not just saying this, this is the first time that all of these people have been together at one conference. You'll see a few here, a few there. They're all together, and so it's really exciting. It's coming together very nicely.
And our good friend Carol Alt is coming. I was so excited when she said she's definitely going to be there.
Yes, Carol will be coming, and she'll be speaking. She's agreed to speak briefly at the VIP dinner Saturday night. And
nice.
We're going to get her to share, you know, a little bit about Nick Gonzalez. Mary Beth will be down there. We're bringing Mary Beth down, of course.
Beautiful.
And then Del Bigtree's agreed to speak at the VIP dinner Saturday night as well. I'm sure he'll go into the Vax thing.
Del is a phenom. You got to hear him speak. And people are watching him on Facebook Live and Periscope. Which, by the way, I did a Facebook Live. I did a Facebook Live this evening before the show, but Super Don was too busy watching the guy climb up the Trump Tower, and so I dubbed him Semi Super Don. But he regained his super status pretty quickly on the show. Just to give you a background here today.
Yeah, you know what? I heard you call him that, or tell him he was going to regain his status. I wasn't really sure why he had lost it.
Yeah, that's why, because he wasn't paying attention to me. It was the guy climbing up the wall at 0.1 miles an hour.
Well, no. Sorry, man. Sorry, Robert. I wasn't paying attention. I was watching the Olympics. What were we talking about?
Oh, now what TMB is going to be? Semi-TMB? No, that doesn't work. Oh, my God. Hey, so if Super Don is a little snippety tonight, it's only because, you know, I stepped on his toes a little bit. So, no, he's good.
Snippety? Gotcha.
Snippety? Snippety-doo-da, snippety. By the
I think it's persnippety.
Persnickety. No, that's persnickety.
Persnickety. That's you know, snickerdoodle, isn't it?
You know what? Super Don was dominating last hour's show so much. I had this song that I wanted to sing for everybody, and he didn't even let me do it. He didn't know I wanted to sing it. But I let him play Barry Manilow the other day. I figured he would give me an opportunity. We did a story about volunteering. I'm just teasing, Super Don. I love you. We were doing a story about volunteering.
I wanted to hear you sing a song.
Now I got your interest. We did a story about volunteering. And a Harvard study, I believe it was, said volunteering's only good if you're over 40. Because then there's mental health benefits. And we're like, well, the Boy Scouts are done. You know, no kids need to volunteer. It's like, what is that? But I do remember this, like, a public service announcement commercial on TV when we were kids. Do you remember this one, guys? The whites do it. The blacks do it. Even people with their backpacks do it. Let's do it. Let's volunteer. For something. Let's all volunteer. Do you guys remember that?
I have no idea what you're saying.
I do remember that. Yeah, it was a PSA, and I do remember that. And by the way, you've got actually a relatively nice voice.
Did I sing it in tune? Super Don, did I sing it in tune?
Yeah, you did a lot better than I would have done.
It wasn't bad.
I was very nervous about that, believe me.
You did well.
I think it was for Georgia, let's all volunteer, because I grew up in Georgia. Maybe they did it for every state. But anyway, I just remembered that PSA ditty that they did all over another song. So there you go.
I remember that. We actually lived in Georgia for a little while growing up, and it may have been while I was there that I heard it. But I do remember that blurb.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, so I wasn't making it up, because you were here and you heard it. Super Don would have said, you made that up.
How long ago was this?
Probably
this had to be mid-70s.
Yeah, sure. Mid-70s. Is that when you were in Georgia?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That is so cool. I think we moved down there in 76.
Yeah, we were down there just for about actually, I think it was probably 6 months or so. We were down there in 1977 or so, maybe 78.
Yep. Yeah, see that, because 77, we all remember because Star Wars came out, 77.
Yep.
All of
the
nerds. So, dude, what kind of outside-the-box discussion are we guys having? That's just what we're doing, because we're just catching up with our lives.
We are
together,
outside the box. Have you been watching, by the way, any of the Olympics? I mean, aren't they fantastic? I've really enjoyed that. I have not been this into the Olympics in probably two or three, definitely the 2012 Olympics I wasn't into like this, but I'm really enjoying watching the Olympics.
You don't have to ask Superdon twice. That's all he wants to talk about.
Oh, really?
But I'm enjoying it, too. No, he's laughing. I do. We've been having fun with the swimming, especially lately. But the gymnastics has been incredible. The volleyball, indoor and outdoor beach stuff. It's just been some great stuff to watch.
It has been. You know, it's amazing how dominant we are with the girls' gymnastics, right? The ladies' gymnastics. With the basketball team. With the swimming. I mean, Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, I mean, they're killing it in the pool. I mean, every time they swim, they're getting gold. I mean, we're really dominant on a lot of sports that we haven't been dominant in a while.
Of course, the Brits are really upset with us right now on UK Health Radio talking about this, but it's okay. You guys are doing good, too. But
now, you know what? Go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
What's really cool about Michael Phelps and the cupping?
Very cool. Yeah, I was reading an article that Mike Adams sent out about that today on Natural News about the way that's an old Chinese method to get the blood flowing better.
Mm-hmm. The lymphatic system benefits.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Skep Ducks went out and quacked it because they were so upset that the media has been fawning over it rather than calling it quackery.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't have that. So I didn't know the Skep Ducks had gotten out there and calling it quackery. Who's writing about it?
Yeah, Super Don predicted it. Orak the Nipple Ripper came out, and he couldn't stay away long enough.
So, of course. Well, I mean, what real person that's not a shill is writing about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the question. I mean, he's a total shill. But regardless, you know, one of the interesting things I was going to mention was you hear about the Russians, that some of them have been, I guess, banned because tested positive for doping. You know, it's interesting that I know one of the things that they tested positive for is called meldonium. Meldonium is made in Riga, Latvia, and I learned this, when I was there last year and I interviewed Dr. Ivars Kalvins. This was an over-the-counter drug that was available there that has no benefit for athletes. And it was interesting when this thing went down that my friend Andre, the Russian there in Riga, told me, he said, these Russians are getting busted for something that doesn't even help them out.
It's kind of like when they used to ban you for cannabis. We found out they're not banning you for cannabis because they realized it wasn't a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Interesting that meldonium or whatever that is was a bustable offense, but the Russians aren't getting a benefit from it. Oh, well.
No.
We're going to be back. More Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger and Robert Scabell and Super Don. After this, Zika on the map.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Share from Mike Adams on illegal spraying of Monsanto's new glyphosate dicamba cocktail destroying crops on neighboring farms. Deal with Monsanto at your own risk, man. They should be put out of business and put back on the planet Monsanto somewhere else and leave us alone. Speaking of pesticides, we're going to get to the real story behind Zika. But there are two interesting stories here, TMB. One on Natural News, where the CDC admits that most people self-immunize against Zika virus, that there's no vaccine required.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. I we'd have to agree with that. People do self-immunize. But it's interesting the way that that they interchange the words so that it confuses you what they're talking about, right?
Right.
Because now they use self-immunize in the same sentence with vaccine. So as if a vaccine could give us immunization. But the reality is vaccination does not equal immunization. The only thing that can immunize is your own body. Your body builds immunity to things. Vaccination does not equal immunization. But they put them together like it does.
You're right. And it's a purposeful obfuscation by using the language that way. Now,
yeah.
For those of you who are really scared of Zika and just want a vaccine so bad that you'll kiss Hillary Clinton's feet, that's how bad you want it. That's pretty bad. Big Pharma might not come to the rescue on this one. They're looking at this and going, you know what? I don't think we want to produce a Zika vaccine. Because, you know, we by the time we come out with it, it's done. It's over. Everybody's had it and found out it wasn't a big deal anyway. We're going to be left with, you know, $1 billion worth of vaccines. So the only way they'll do it is if the federal government steals money from the people and says, yeah, here's the money. Go ahead. And by the way, when you hurt people with your vaccine, it won't be a problem because we'll indemnify you.
Right, right. You're not liable. So, but the reality is that they don't care if they're liable or not. They have no hearts. But they're looking at it from a business perspective, and they're like, hey, this Zika thing is going to fizzle out quick. It's much like what happened. Was it a year or two ago? There was some kind of there was an outbreak. I can't even remember what it was, and everybody was scared about it for like 3 months, and then it went away, and there's nobody else. You know, nobody else is dying from it. Do you remember that?
They were the Ebola thing.
Was it Ebola from Africa? Okay.
And we said it here. We said this is not going to be an issue here.
Yeah, and it fizzled.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it goes out of the news, but we've got all this extra money they didn't spend. And they're saying, hey, let's spend it on Zika. And that's what Obama's saying. No, that's not enough. We need even more. And Hillary's going, we need even more. And, of course, what they really are doing is a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're going to guarantee microcephaly. They're going to guarantee birth defects. But how, Ty? Tell us. Do tell.
Well, they're spraying a new pesticide down there in South Florida that's already been banned in Europe, and they're saying that it also may harm fetuses, and that's what we're hearing about the Zika virus. So, like you say, self-fulfilling prophecy, that's exactly what this might be. They're going to spray the pesticide that causes damage to the fetuses, probably microcephaly, and they're going to blame it on Zika when it was really the pesticide. It's the same thing that they do with the cancer industry. It's the same thing they do with the AIDS industry. The treatment's actually perpetuating the disease.
Exactly. And remember, folks, this larvicide that the doctors down there in South America were saying they were dumping into the water that women were drinking. This was like a year and a half to 2 years of this stuff. And then the explosion, as they're calling it, of microcephaly. And, of course, we have to find, somebody we can blame. And it's not polite to blame these multinationals because they bought the politicians. So the politicians say it's not the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, larvicides, it's the virus. The virus is always a cover story for toxic pollution spewed out by industry and or the government that protects it from the people who are being harmed.
That's correct. And here's the reality about the Zika virus, Robert. That Zika virus, if I remember correctly, was first identified in the 1930s, I think, down there. Mm-hmm. And now here we are. 80 plus years later, and the only instances of microcephaly are recently when they started dumping the larvicide. For the first 70-something years, nothing.
Nothing.
And now all of a sudden, what, the virus now mutated, now it causes microcephaly? No, the virus never caused microcephaly. It's the recent pesticide and the larvicide and whatever else they're dumping. That's what's causing it. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And you know,
but that makes too much sense.
No,
too logical.
Yeah, if you try to talk to the mayor of Miami or our city council members, they'll all go, well, Tom Friedan from CDC says, so who are you, right? They've anointed these people as the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism Vaccine Division. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that are worshiping at a church, and you don't even know they're in a church because they claim it's science. It's not. It's toxic poison in a syringe, and they're going to blame Zika. When we come back here on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to talk about something that's even more dangerous than Zika. That's not too difficult to be, but I'll tell you somebody that's more dangerous than a lot of things that people are scared of. And it starts with an H and ends with a Y, and in the middle, iller.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, when they do an autopsy and the medical examiner says cause of death, they'll usually say, what, cancer, like the big C, right?
Yeah.
Or thanks to you, Ty Bollinger, we know it's not the big C, it's the treatment for the big C that often is the cause of death. Now, there's another big C that could be considered a cause of death. Dare I say it? Julian Assange is hinting at it. Clinton. Hillary Clinton. What is this story all about? Have you been following this at all? I know you go back and you've written about the whole Vince Foster saga, but this is very contemporary, very now what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, Assange is saying that Seth Rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was murdered in D.C. He's saying he may have been, what do you call it, Clintonized? Is that the way? Is that the term for it, Clintonized?
He was hinting that was the whistleblower. Seth Conrad Rich, he was a DNC operative, and he was a Bernie supporter, apparently, that might have gotten a little bit perturbed to see that the fix was in for Hillary, and says, "What, you know, if you think about it, what can I do? Who can I tell?" And he thought, wait, maybe WikiLeaks. And
right.
Julian's like going, the guy was murdered. He was found dead and nothing was stolen from him. Because they're trying to say, oh, it was a robbery, right? A mugging. And nothing was taken from him.
Well, the reality is, Robert, I want you to be clear about this. It's just a coincidence. It's a coincidence that he died. It's a coincidence that James McDougal, right? The Clinton's Whitewater partner, died. Mm-hmm. It's a coincidence that Vince Foster, their counselor, was found with a gunshot wound to the head. That was a coincidence, Robert. It's a coincidence that Paul Tully, the DNC political director, was found dead in a hotel room right before he was going to go public with some skeletons on Clinton. It's also just a coincidence that Ed Willey, right? Remember Kathleen Willey?
Kathleen Willey, yeah.
Right? Yes. So it's just a coincidence that he was found dead the day that Kathleen Willey was going public with the fact that Bill groped her in the White House. It's just a coincidence that Barry Seal, the drug-running pilot out of Mena, Arkansas, was murdered before he was going to go public about the Clintons' involvement with that. It's just a coincidence, Robert. It's a coincidence that 11 bodyguards, former bodyguards for the Clintons, are all dead now, and all 11 were not even 50 years old when they died. That's just a coincidence. Don't be a conspiracy theorist.
At a certain point, a pattern emerges, and you have to be a dunderhead not to see it. And so coincidence becomes maybe causation, certainly correlation. At a certain point, you follow this trail of bodies and go, wait a second, who's the common or where's the common denominator or denominators? And in the case of, if I'm reading this correctly, Seth Conrad Rich, murdered in D.C., they say he was on the way to the FBI that morning of his murder, intending to speak to special agents about an ongoing court case, possibly involving the Clinton family or the Clinton Foundation. And then the attorney who filed the fraud case against the DNC, and I don't think this is the same guy, Super Don, this attorney, they say it's another unexplained death. His name's Sean Lucas, a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Yeah, this is a different story. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there are three unexplained strange deaths just recently that are all linked to Hillary Clinton and the DNC.
Yeah, somebody wants Hillary to be president so badly they're willing to take people out of the life chain to make that happen. And that's why I perceive this, and I said this on the air the other day, and I think, TMB, I think you agree with me on this, but I want to hear it from you, too. I think that the support, even though they claim that people hate Donald Trump, I think when you put those two together, if they look at Hillary openly and honestly, they go, this woman is a great danger to the Republic. She's the one that should not be at the commander-in-chief status in what she is willing to do. And I think it's a landslide for Trump at this point. And I think they don't want you to know that because they want it to be appearance of closeness so that they can manipulate the vote, as it's been proven that they can do via programming all the way back when the company was named Diebold.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. I do not believe a thing that I'm hearing about the polling, about, you know, Trump not being up, about it even being close. I think that Trump is way ahead. Why would we believe anything that the media tells us? Why would we believe the lying liars on the stations that brought us the theater of 9/11? Why would we believe the lying liars that brought us the theater of Waco or Ruby Ridge or Sandy Hook or the Boston bombings, all of which have been shown to be completely opposite of what we were told? I'm not claiming that I know what happened. I just know that what we were told didn't happen. So why would we believe those liars? When again, I don't. I don't believe the polls. I think that most Americans are still thinking people and are able to put two and two together. And I think that most are able to see that Hillary would destroy this country. She's not an eligible candidate. She is an extremely dangerous candidate. There's not even a comparison between her and Trump. And I saw this meme that was on Facebook, and it said, "I'm going to vote for the one who lied to the FBI and had a whole bunch of other people murdered because the other candidate says hurtful words."
Right, yeah.
And that's the comparison.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And we're not saying that Trump is pure as the driven snow. I mean, everybody's
He's
got
not,
their issues.
No.
But my gosh, when you look at those two, or as we've talked about Gary Johnson, I'm not a fan of Jill Stein. She's a medical doctor,
right,
who would mandate vaccines and has a lot of things that are just discordant with the ideas of liberty. But I think the lies and deceit, perhaps even the deaths or murders, are eating Hillary alive as we see her health condition seemingly worsen. And it could be manifesting because of the drug she's on. Because you go on Coumadin for years and years and years, it's going to poison your liver. It's going to poison your blood. By definition, it's a blood poisoner. You're not going to get out of that without a little scathing. As I say, unscathed. You won't be unscathed.
Yeah, you won't. I've seen some reports the last couple of days about her health, and it looks like she's really a mess from a neurological standpoint. It looks like she's suffering from some kind of seizures. I don't know what it is, but I've seen several different. I've seen mainstream cover this. It's not just, you know, the alternative news, which we really are the news, but even the mainstream controlled media is covering her. You know, her like almost like Tourette syndrome type of fits. She's not yelling obscenities, but you know, she's twitching and just something's odd.
Super Don, I gotta tell you this. You're gonna think I'm crazy. We use that word crazy. It's politically incorrect, but I can't see that they wouldn't. They're so desperate to have Hillary president. The globalists. They're so desperate. It'll remake the movie Weekend at Bernie's. It'll be Weekend at Hillary's. You know what I mean?
Dude, that is such a good movie. It's almost there.
Yeah. They're going to prop her up and keep her going, whatever they got to do, because they've gone all in on Hillary.
Tie ropes and stuff to her arm, make her wave. Hi.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. You look at her, she's almost there already.
That is a funny idea for a movie. Man.
Weekend at Hillary's.
At least a five-minute skit, that's for sure.
Dude, that is what is happening. We're witnessing this. I don't know if she's pickled with the drugs or what they've got going into her, but man, oh, man, oh, man, it's a pale shadow of what she once was. Not that she was a great inspiration to me ever, but just women, if you're voting for her just because she's a woman, you better rethink womanhood. Just my opinion.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, I mean, some of the facial gestures that I've seen her do and the twitching and stuff, I mean, that's what somebody looks like when they're really, really wasted on some hardcore drugs.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that's what's happening to her, but I think that's what drugs do to your brain. They fry your brain. I think her brain, she's got some issues mentally. I really do. And you know, what's interesting too, you mentioned the vaccines, and you know, we've posted in the past some good stuff about Bernie being anti-GMO and so forth, and people loved it on our Facebook, but we posted something yesterday on our Facebook about, it was a quote from Donald Trump about he's clearly opposed to vaccines. And man, you would not believe how that gets attacked. It's such a double standard, because we weren't posting it to prop Trump up. We're just saying, here's a presidential candidate that's against vaccines. Take it or leave it. That's just his position.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just get obliterated on the social media for posting something. But if it had had Bernie's picture or Hillary's picture, it would have been no problem. It's just the intellectual dishonesty that really gets me tired sometimes.
Yeah, the situational or selection, if you will. Well, that kind of science, we'll question the GMOs because Bernie doesn't like GMOs. But the vaccines, again, that's where they have cognitive dissonance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting with SB 277 in California. Basically, we're going to take your kids away. They can't come to school, whatever the threats are, because they're not part of the medical church. Now, it's interesting, you know, that's the way they do it in leftist California. What about in Italy? In Italy, not as big a deal, because they've had some court cases that went against the vaccines that acknowledged the link from vaccines to autism, for instance. So they don't jail parents who don't vaccinate there. But they are threatening to – this is not funny, but maybe it is. They're threatening to arrest adult parents who insist that their kids be vegans. That's in Italy.
And why? What might their reason be? Are they saying that the kids are being malnourished or something? I mean, what's the reason?
I think it has something to do with pasta bolognese is a staple, and if you don't eat it, you're going to jail. I don't know. I mean, it's a little different perspective. And listen, I understand there are going to be different rates of growth in a vegan child than a child that eats animal proteins of some kind.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to say that every kid will die if they're on a vegan diet. I'm very much an individualist and a healer in that way. And I will say, if you take care to make sure all of their needs are met, there are ways to manage it. Some people will argue with me and say that's impossible. No, there are ways. I'm not saying that it's 100% easy if you just jump into it. I think you got to study it well enough. But to put a parent in jail, if there's no evidence of malnourishment, for instance?
Sure. And sure, and herein lies the double standard, Robert, because I guarantee you that if you had a family that was vegan and they're feeding their kids vegan in Italy, they risk going to jail. You have next door neighbor that takes them to Kentucky Fried Pasta every day.
Yeah.
They're not going to risk jail. They're not even going to care about what they feed their kids. So I'm sure it's a double standard there, just like it is here. Okay, look, overarching government, none of your business what they're feeding the kid. But look, if you're going to be down on some parents that are feeding their kid bad stuff, it ain't the vegans. It's the 99% that are going to fast food every day and stuffing that GMO crap down their throat, especially here in the States. I don't know as much in Italy.
No, I don't know. I think Kentucky Fried Pasta would be banned, too, because pasta is a religious sacrament there. You know, you don't mess with pasta there. It's for real. And, of course, people
don't know the Pastafarians.
The Pastafarians, of course.
I'm going to go to Italy, and I'm going to become a Breatharian. Have you seen the Breatharians that say that they live on air alone?
Yeah, but I don't know. Did they live in Italy? I didn't know that.
I think it'd be tough to be a Breatharian in Italy with all that good smell.
Right, especially in Rome. The air is not as clean there as it once was. All right, folks, we've been going outside the box. We've got the colander dishes on our head to honor the Pastafarians among us. And we'll be back to talk about what? What is it, medical tourism, or is it something else? I don't know. We'll figure it out when we... Oh, yeah, coffee and driving. Where is it banned? Super Don wants to know. After the break, we'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, crank it up. Join us in Dallas, Texas, middle of October, and the truth about cancer. What is it? What is it like the superest live symposium ever? Right? I mean, there's nothing that can compare to it.
We haven't had it yet, so I can't say that for sure. But that's what I'm getting the feeling that it's the momentum is really building. We have a lot of buzz going about it, a lot of excitement. The speakers are all thrilled to be there. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be the health event of the year.
And for those of you who can't wait, I'll be hosting a Constitution class with Michael Badnarik this weekend, August 13th and 14th, at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. And we've got some great folks. You know, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath from Madison, Wisconsin. She's awesome. People are going to be able to talk to her about stuff. And Coast Guard Corey, we know for sure. Anybody else? We do have some others coming in from around the country. So there's still time to be with us there as well. Now, real quick, there's a story about medical refugees and having to leave the country to get medical treatment that is outside the box. Let's say outside the box you want to go, you have to go outside the country, which is horrible. We talked about it. We're not going to talk about it. Super Don, TMB is being a refuser right now. He refuses to talk about it. So instead of that...
I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to talk about this article.
Yeah, it could be incriminating, right? Because we support people going wherever they got to go to get well, right? So medical refugees, medical tourism, you can read it linked up in the show notes. What we want to do is talk about a story that is very near and dear to Super Don's heart. And I know the state that he is not going to go to. It's New Jersey. New Jersey and Superdon don't mix. Why is that? According to the USA Today, what is this bill? What is it going to ban? TMB, what is it going to ban?
Well, they're going to ban motorists from drinking coffee and driving. So, you know, it's going to be really, really difficult for Don not only to drink his coffee, but also do his coffee enemas while he's in the car.
that would be distracted driving, for sure.
Yeah.
Honest, Oscar, I was just using coffee. Wait, where were you putting it? No, that doesn't work. Yeah.
And then I could see the scene from Dumb and Dumber where the cop stops and is like, what is that liquid in that cup? I wouldn't drink that if I were you, sir. You shut your mouth, you little pumpkin pie haircutted freak. You don't want to drink that coffee, sir.
Oh my God. Hey,
It's an interesting law, actually. It doesn't actually name coffee.
Oh, it doesn't.
Verbatim, but.
Well, they threw us a curve on that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's basically distracted driving. And drinking coffee is one example that can be used where it would fall within the parameters of this. I mean, you could be sneaking a bite of your ham sandwich or something like that, and you would end up having to pay a fine between $200 and $400 for the first offense, and $400 and $600 for the second, and it goes all the way up to $800, as well as a 90-day license suspension.
Wow.
You know, look, here, my opinion on this, not that you asked, but I'm going to give it anyway. I don't think it's any of the government's business to fine people for being distracted. You can do what you want in a car, but look, I think it's our job to run these people off the road. I'm so sick of driving up next to people that are swerving all over the road. You look in their car and they're texting while they're driving. Look, yeah. I think we need to form a coalition of citizens to get together and just take the license away, take their keys, get rid of all these people. That'll be our job, not the government's. What do you think of that?
What really annoys me is people who are farting while driving. That is the worst. You know what? Especially women. When women are doing that, it's the worst. They should not be on the road. And, Super Don, you know what I'm talking about.
When women are farting?
Farting, yes, right. F-A-R-D-I-N-G.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot what that means.
Applying makeup.
A makeup, that's right. Yes, right. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes, I remember that now.
Stop farting while driving as well, and then or Ty Bollinger will take you off of the road.
We're going to form a citizens committee. We're going to do this.
by the way, driving while vegan in Italy is against the law, too, so be careful in Italy. And, excuse me, sir, why are those fishing poles in your car? What are you doing? Where are you going? I got to go to the bathroom, honest, that's all. What? No bathroom fishing.
Only in Antarctica. Only in Antarctica.
Only on the Robert Scott Bell Show when TMB and RSB and Super D are together does the show go to the toilet. Right to the toilet humor.
Literally.
Oh, man. Well, we made it, guys. We've done another great show. And this is what makes the center point of our week so much fun, that we get together. We get to be silly and irreverent and also give out good information, thoughtful things, things to think about, things to empower you, and places to go. Oh, the places you'll go. Of course, the live symposium. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check out all the upcoming events. TMB, thanks for the levity today. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, RSB, it's always a pleasure. Tonight was super fun. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Super D, as well.
It's not semi-Super D. It is Super D again. He's earned his super stripes. Thank you, Super D. Hey, TMB, you know what you can do right now? Tell them what they need to know.
Yeah, they need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.